What's up, guys? Cody Dean here. Welcome to 2022. Welcome to the Network Marketing Simplified podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be going over the top five ways to make more money with your network marketing company without enrolling another network marketing customer or distributor, or teammate, whatever it is, right? So I'm going to show you ways that you are going to be able to make more money, five ways. And that's why we joined network marketing in the first place, right? Is to get rich, to have passive streams of income. And so we can have more time with family, with friends, so we can buy cool stuff, so we can do cool stuff. And so when I talk to people about network marketing and they're talking about how they only do network marketing, I get a little confused. I was like, you know, there's more ways to make money than just network marketing. And there's actually ways that you can make money even if someone doesn't join your network marketing team. So like, if I could show you ways to make more money as well as grow your network marketing team at the same time, like, would you be interested in that, right? And they're like, oh yeah, definitely, I would wanna do that. So let me show you five ways that I make money even when people don't join my network marketing team, okay? So obviously it's not gonna be just, hey, you need to enroll more people or enroll more customers. That's pretty obvious. That's a way to make more money with network marketing, but I'm gonna show you ways to do it without having anyone join your team. So let's jump into it, okay? Before I actually jump into the five ways to make more money, I wanna go over a quote by Jay Abraham. He says that there's three ways to make more money in your business. Number one is you need to get a new customer. Number two is you need to get your current customers to buy a bigger product, or so you can like raise your prices. Or number three is you need to get people to buy from you more frequently, okay? And so it really comes down to those three things. Obviously, we're not gonna be talking about getting new customers into your network marketing business in this episode. What we're gonna be talking about is how we can get your current people that are already gonna be buying from you, how you can get more value out of them as a lifetime customer, basically is what it comes to, okay? And you need to be thinking about this as a business. If you have a customer and they are worth a lifetime value just means like how much money are they going to give you? Are they going to be worth to you over the lifetime before they quit or before they stop taking the product? So the lifetime value of a customer might be $100, $200, $300, $400, right? You need to be understanding that. The reason why it's important, because if you know that every customer that you bring into your organization or into your team is worth $500, you know that you can spend about $100, $200, $300 to acquire that customer and you'll still be profitable. Most network marketers right now, they do not even know how much it costs them to acquire a customer because they're just messaging people randomly. They are just cold messaging people, talking to friends and family. And so if you're thinking, okay, how much did it cost you to get that last enrollment you had? It's like, okay, you didn't spend any money to acquire them. That means anyone that can have a little bit of money, if they can acquire a customer for $10, they're going to beat you, right? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic for another day. But for right now, I want to just teach you five ways that you can start making more money with your network marketing business, even if people aren't joining the team, okay? Or buying your network marketing products. So first off is affiliate marketing, okay? Affiliate marketing, if you're not familiar, is very similar to network marketing in the fact that you don't have to create a product, you don't have to fulfill on the product, you don't have to service the product, you don't have to ship the product, you don't have to really do anything other than connect someone that wants to buy that product to the product, right? And so you get a link, and a lot of times affiliate marketing is done online, but you can do it offline as well. I recommend online just because that's where I teach people to do network marketing. But you can go with affiliate marketing, you can just type in affiliate marketing for and then your industry. So if you're in like, say you sell pet food, right? You can do affiliate marketing for dogs, dog products, affiliate marketing for exercise equipment, affiliate marketing for XYZ, right? Whatever it is. you get a link and it'll show you a bunch of companies. Maybe you want to, say you sell supplements, right? As your network marketing product, but then you also want to help people like get into exercising because you know exercising and supplements and dieting, like they all go hand in hand, right? So you can say, hey, you know what? I want to go find a really awesome jump rope, and you can go find and become an affiliate for a jump rope. And guess what? You can just promote that product. And whenever someone buys that product through your link, you will get paid. Now, I recommend doing this. If you don't know anyone, any places, just go to Amazon and scroll down to the very bottom. You become an Amazon affiliate for basically any product, and then you get paid off of those products. One of my clients, she was doing this, and she suggested someone buy a product. It was like earbuds or something, or pencils, or anyways, a very tiny product. It was like $3 or $4 that the product was. So she only got a couple pennies. But the thing was, someone had a laptop in their shopping cart from Amazon. And so she, guess what? She got paid the commission, which was 2-10% on the laptop that was in that Amazon shopping cart, just because she suggested that this person go buy through her Amazon link some earbuds. So that's what's really cool about Amazon. So I promote a lot of products with Amazon. I also suggest using Audible. So if you're in the network marketing space, a lot of people are self-development, right? And so they're always reading books, listening to books. And so you can listen to a book and you can actually say, hey, if you use my link and go get set up with Audible, it's a free thing, then you get a free book. And so you get $5 for every person that you, at least currently, sign up for Audible. So that's a really cool bounty as well. So there's a lot of options when it comes to affiliate marketing, because you can sell or promote a product on the front end that's affiliate marketing. And if you do it correctly through a funnel, you capture their email, you can follow up with them and say, hey, how did you like this book? Or how did you like this jump rope? Hey, let me introduce you to some supplements. And then you can introduce them to the network marketing team later. And it doesn't really matter if they join your network marketing team or not, because you made some commissions off of the affiliate marketing product. So that's really cool. So that's number one, affiliate marketing. Number two is what I love with print on demand. Okay. What I do is t-shirts through print on demand. There's a bunch of websites that you can go and they will give you a little profile and you can put logos and designs on t-shirts, on mugs, on posters. And whenever someone buys that design, they put it on the shirt, they print the shirt, they ship the shirt to the person, and you get paid the profit. So if the shirt, the printing, the shipping, all that, say you sell a shirt for $29, they take out probably $18 of that, and you're left with $11-$12 of profit, and you didn't have to do anything other than just upload a design that you made. So if you're kind of creative and you can come up with some funny sayings or some kind of meme shirts, or you've got a really cool logo and you want to put on a t-shirt, print on demand is an amazing way to do that. I have a Humble Hustle t-shirt that I sell, and people, you know, there's a ton of people in network marketing. They love that shirt and they're not on my team, but they buy it because they love being humble. They love being hustlers. And so you can check out my shop that I sell to give you some motivation at motivatedtea.com. I'll put that in the link in the show notes as well. Okay. So you can check that out. Take a look at those things. Another thing that I do, so that's number two, is do print on demand. Another thing that I sell and that I offer to people is a journal, or you can make a notebook or a planner. Right now I do my goal creation journal. You can get one at goalcreationjournal.com. You've probably heard me talk about it before. I also wrote a book called Love, Lift, Liberate that I put on Amazon, and you can go through KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. And so you can post a book about really whatever you want, or a journal. And so whenever someone goes and buys that journal, they It helps them with their goals and helps them. And the people that are interested in goals are usually interested in entrepreneurial. And so then I can introduce them to my network marketing team down the road. Okay. You see how this works? What I'm doing is what I teach with funnels is you put something in front of your network marketing business, because a lot of times network marketing businesses don't like it when you just advertise their business, and they don't like the, and Facebook doesn't, and YouTube and a lot of these places, they don't like these companies. And so if you try to advertise directly to a network marketing product, they'll shut you down. But if you go and promote a journal or a t-shirt or some other kind of products, you can make money even if they don't join your network marketing team. And then you can also run ads, you can promote, it's a whole lot easier, and the network marketing company doesn't even need to know about it. Okay, so journal, notebook, planner, go to Kindle Direct Publishing or go to lulu.com. Those are a bunch of places that you can go and make your own journals, make your own planners, places, things like that, okay? And you could make this planner like a diet planner, like a meal planner, how to keep track of your calories and your weight. And there's so many types of planners and trackers and journals and things that you can make. I even made like a gratitude journal and I posted that up on Amazon, right? So it's really neat. Like, that's an option for you to sell. So that's number three, journal, planner, network, or a notebook. Number four, and this is probably my favorite way to make money other than my network marketing company, is by going and making a course. Okay, now this one does take a little bit of effort up front by you to go and put together a program, but just think of something that you're really good at doing, right? And again, you want to tie it in just a little bit with your network marketing products so you can sell the network marketing products or the opportunity on the back end. So again, say you are in essential oils or supplements or something along that lines, and kind of going along with our affiliate marketing, the jump rope thing, like you can make a 5-day challenge or a 5-day course of how to get fit, right? Like fitness for moms challenge. And so you can put together, like, day one is you can teach them how to stretch. Day two, you could teach them all about exercising. Your favorite way to exercise is through jump roping. And then you can suggest a jump rope. And then day three, awesome way to get fit is by taking supplements. And then you teach them about supplements. And then you give them a link to you go buy from your shop with your network marketing team. And then you can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to give away this challenge. You can give it away for free, or what I like to do, charge people money for it. $7, $27, $100, and make this course like super valuable, right? And if you put it into a video format, then you can do it once and then you can sell it again and again and again. And cool thing is, like, say you make a course and it's $100. After you've made it, you sell for $100. There's a couple bit of processing fees and stuff. You get like 98% profit on these courses, which is so cool, right? Which allows you to put money into advertising, which helps you make more money, which is the whole goal of doing network marketing. And then the cool thing is, say you sell a $100 product, a course, maybe some of those people will buy your supplements as well, or your essential oils, or they'll buy your affiliate marketing product also. So how cool is that? Guys, if you are liking this and if you want to have a course for you to start selling, I do a white labeled course. You can go get my funnel at codydean.net/free funnel. After you opt in for that funnel, this is an auto recruiting funnel that I have. I give people the option to buy 3 courses. It's a social media funnel, MLM traffic funnel, as well as there's another one there. Anyway, there's another one. I can't remember what it is. Off the top of my head, I had a brain fart. Anyway, so I give away 3 courses there. And the cool thing is, when you buy those courses, you have the white label rights to resell those. So then you can go give out that funnel as well and give away the white label rights to another person and sell your product for the $27, $47, whatever it is that you want to offer there. So it's social media funnels, MLM traffic funnel, and It's the target market correctors, what is called, to help people get really clear on who they want to talk to. Because if you're not talking to the right people, then you're going to be very frustrated in your business. So that's the three things I teach: how to turn your social media into funnels, how to find the right traffic for your funnels, and also the how to find the right people to talk to in general. So that's really cool, right? So you can go make a course and you can sell it. If you want to have a course to sell, I give you a course. It's part of the white label course. Okay. Go to codydean.net/freefunnel for that. That's number four, is make a course. Okay. And this is like a front-ended course, meaning like it's going to lead into your network marketing product. Okay. Number five is coaching. Once you learn something, and this one's a little tougher to do because it takes time. And a lot of network marketers and people like myself, we try to value our time as much as we can, right? Because money is replenishable, right? If you're in a job, you're going to get paid every 2 weeks, and you go spend some money, you're going to get some money back in a week or two, right? If you spend some time doing something, you're not going to get that money back again. You're not going to get that time back again ever, right? So you have to be very, very cautious of your time. So coaching and consulting, this is the last. It can be very lucrative. You can get a ton of money with it, but it does take time. So I would make sure, from my experience, is to make sure that you're charging what you're worth on these when you're coaching people, right? Don't just be like, oh yeah, I'll coach you for free, right? Charge something, right? Because then they'll respect you. They'll pay what you're worth. And so easily hundreds of dollars an hour is what I would go for. So for 15 minutes, $25, right? At least for 15 minutes, because you are going to help this person, whatever it is that you're good at, right? Whether it's fitness, relationships, health, coaching with marketing and network marketing. You're compressing time for these people. You're saving people time. So if you can say, hey, let me teach you what I've learned over the last 2 years, I'll teach it to you in 1 hour and I'll save you 2 years worth of your time. How valuable is that for someone, right? Imagine if they are just worth $10 an hour, that's $20,000 a year that you're saving that person. So by 2 years, that's over $40,000. You're saving them for a $100 consultation. Right? Because you're compressing 2 years of information into a 1 hour conversation. So that's the way to look at it if you want to sell those kind of services. If you want any help with this, reach out to me, send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be happy to help you out some more. Now, you guys are awesome. Check the link description if you missed any of the websites. I'll put them down below. You guys are great. Go out, be great, and create your freedom.